So far, Governor Rick Scott and the legislature have said no to Medicaid expansion. But three new studies say the state may want to change that attitude. Let's start with a study from Georgetown University's Health Policy Institute. Research Associate Professor Joan Alker sums it up.
The state can actually both save money and serve an additional 1 million Floridians, both adults and children, by making the choice to extend their Medicaid program. That's because this comes with a very generous federal match, and the state is already spending money on these people. So we believe it's going to be a very hard offer to turn down.
Why are state officials so opposed then?
A while ago, Florida officials had some very inflated estimates of what this would cost the state. Today, Florida officials have more realistic cost estimates than they used to, but their math is still fuzzy because they haven't accounted for any savings that would accrue to the state's budget after the Affordable Care Act is fully implemented. When you think about it, uninsured people today get some health care in emergency rooms or through state-funded mental health programs that the state is already paying for. So extending Medicaid will result in both state savings because they'll be able to cut some of those expenses, and even better, it will result in more cost-effective care for Floridians that focuses on prevention and primary care rather than waiting for people to show up in the emergency room.
The Georgetown study was paid for by the Winter Park Health Foundation and the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund, which are also underwriters for Health News Florida. Now let's look at two studies paid for by the hospital industry, which stands to lose a ton of money if the state doesn't expand Medicaid. Two economists at the University of Florida looked at job gains that could ripple out from the Medicaid expansion. They estimate it would create over 50,000 new jobs a year in Florida. The other industry study comes from the Safety Net Hospital Association of Florida. James Singali, the author, is a former budget analyst for the state. Opting into the Medicaid expansion would bring in almost $28 billion over the decade in federal funds, he said, many times what it would cost the state.
That would provide insurance to close to or nearly 1 million uninsured in Florida today. Okay, that's a rate of return of approximately 16 to 1 of state general revenue funds, state funds matching federal dollars, bringing those federal dollars down into Florida.
Individual counties have a lot at stake, he says.
If I go into Dade County, about $4.5 billion. If I go into Duval, about $1.5 billion. If I go into Broward, about $2.3 billion. That's a 16-to-1 return on investment. It's for a worthwhile cause, getting uninsured insured. It would probably be viewed by economists as one of the biggest economic stimulus packages that the state would be looking at in many years.
Some who have looked at the study disagree, including Taryn Bragdon, CEO of the Foundation for Government Accountability in Naples. His foundation backs what he calls free market solutions to problems.
It's not fair to put patients and state taxpayers at risk based on this empty promise from the federal government that they will supply this endless bucket of money to the states for Medicaid expansion, when even today in Washington, they're already talking about how they're going to break the promise. To present this as a 16-to-1 return just neglects the reality that this is all deficit spending money that eventually we'll have to pay back. It's not some magical money that they're printing in Washington.
Alker from Georgetown says Florida taxpayers had better use it or lose it.
If Florida decides not to take up this offer of generous federal funding, other states certainly will. So Florida taxpayers will be at a double loss.
The legislature will meet in Tallahassee next week to install a new speaker and Senate president. This will be one of the biggest issues they'll have to tackle. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry.